Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Big news! Wayfair's biggest sale of the season is here. It's Black Friday in July. Right now, score up to 80% off everything home at Wayfair. Get our lowest prices of the summer for 5 days only. Plus, amazing doorbuster deals and 24-hour surprise flash deals with fast and free shipping site-wide. So don't wait. Head to Wayfair.com today to score up to 80% off now through July 28th.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
From the office to a first date, there's a lot of pressure to wear the right clothes for every situation. But clothes don't make the man. With Mack Weldon, you can build a wardrobe that looks polished in any setting and tells the world that you stay you wherever you go. They combine timeless style with modern performance materials to keep you looking good and feeling comfortable all day, no matter what's on today's agenda. Browse everything from shorts and polos to sweats and crews. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 25% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MACKWELDON.com. Promo code MACK25.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
Behind every locked door is a story waiting to be uncovered. This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring psychotherapist and author Siobhan Scott.
Robert Tellis, his trial continues on. By the time you're watching this or listening to this, we may already have a verdict, as the prosecution rested a few days ago, and I honestly don't know how much defense is going to have on this case. A very interesting man, once the Clark County public administrator, now on trial for the murder of former investigative journalist Jeff Gurman in Las Vegas. Joining me to discuss, Siobhan Scott, psychotherapist and author. This is an interesting guy. I don't know what to make of him because he's just off. I mean, I know there's more technicalities to this. I know we can't diagnose someone like this from afar. But one of the things that has been standing out to me in this trial has been his reactions, especially to footage that we're seeing and evidence that we're seeing of him, in the blaze orange jumpsuit with the giant hat walking into Jeff Gurman's yard. Of course, they're saying it's not him, but it's him. And other pieces that are clearly things that he would know about, the evidence in his garage, a lot of very over-the-top, like, expressions, things that one would emote if they didn't know what was going on around them, or if they don't know how to emote correctly. It's been very, very bizarre. I want to get your take on this and what that's a sign of, because this is clearly someone, if he's guilty, which I think it's pretty easy to say he is, why would one be acting this way?
You know, it makes me think of the first thing I came up with in reading about his case was, you know, his arrogance and his narcissism, which looks pretty apparent. But the thing that goes along with narcissism sometimes is this term we call the histrionic personality. Mm-hmm. And that's a person, a lot of those folks do go into Hollywood because they're really into big emotional demonstrations. And it's as if they're always on stage and putting on what they think is going to be an appearance that convinces other people, or they think it's appropriate to the situation, but usually it's off-putting to others who observe it. It seems strange. And that's what this makes me think of.
Let's talk more about histrionic personality, and that is a disorder, correct?
Yes, it is a disorder.
Now, we talk about narcissism all the time. We talk about borderline quite often. Give me more of a rundown. Give the audience more of an explanation of what that is and you know, kind of what some of the traits are and why it's different than the other ones that we see so frequently.
Yeah, histrionic, you know, we think of the term hysterical is where they get the term. Mm-hmm. And so it's someone who just overdoes emotions, and they tend to be shallow emotions. So it's not even what they necessarily really believe or feel, but they're putting it on. They're very attention seeking, often very vain. They tend to be people that get cosmetic surgery a lot. And so we do associate it with Hollywood. A lot of people in Hollywood have this kind of histrionic mm-hmm. personality type. They're not necessarily cold, unempathic people. In fact, they have the ability at times to be warm, but you find this histrionic personality disorder in cluster B. And that's the cluster that we associate so often with criminality. And that's where you have the narcissistic personality disorder. So it's very common to find somebody who's narcissistic, who does have the criminal negative aspects of narcissism. They're self-aggrandizing, they want attention, they can be very arrogant and very cruel. And so you can get a person who's a combination of histrionic traits along with narcissistic traits. And that's an ugly combination.
Is it more common to have overlapping traits than it is to be like, okay, you're all this or you're all that?
It really is, which is why my preferred term for folks, and so often they're the folks that you and I are talking about because they've gotten in legal trouble or they've mm-hmm. done something horrible, they're overlapping. And so my preferred term is cluster B, because mm-hmm. you almost never find someone that is just a pure narcissist, although occasionally I can think of a few.
Sure.
But usually they've got some psychopathic traits mixed in, which mm-hmm. is from antisocial personality disorder. Or more often in women, you see the histrionic traits mixed with psychopathic or borderline or other kinds of things. But you do see it in men too. And that's what this makes me think of.
How does something like this develop in an individual?
Boy, we would love to know that. You know, I'm always going to fall back on genetics and environment. And, yeah. and very often you'll find a histrionic grandparent or somebody in the lineage. There's not ever just one gene identified. It's more like a cluster of genes that impact the personality development. But we think also with this one in particular, that when people are little kids, the attention seeking works for them. And so it may be that when they do the big dramatic reactions, they're either getting their way or they're getting laughs, you know, when they're doing it for comedic purposes, or they're doing a lot of big dramatic crying or tantruming, and it gets them the result that they're wanting when they're growing up.
I've heard the term before. I've known people who have had that diagnosis indirectly. I've had some friends who've had parents that have been diagnosed with that or other loved ones. And it's always been kind of one of the more elusive ones to me, because it seems, is it harder to diagnose? Because, I mean, it seems to have a lot of like bits and pieces of all different things in the cluster B, more so than just like one. If we were to look at this outside of a crime setting and we're trying to figure out, okay, who might have this? What are some of the traits of it in normal life outside of Robert Tellis? And obviously, we don't know that's his diagnosis. We're just kind of speculating here. But in like a regular life setting, if it's your spouse, male or female, I know it does tend to be more female. Like, what are some of the things that people would see on a normal basis, not necessarily in a blow-up phase, but just in a normal life?
Yeah, I think it's probably harder to diagnose. Well, number one, it's not as common as some of the other ones. I think there's a lot more people with borderline personality than there are with histrionic. But when you see it, I actually can only think of one person that I know socially that has it. And she's I don't think she's watching me now, but someone that I grew up with. And her reactions were just always loud and big and dramatic. And she liked to go around singing opera songs as a teenager and just always calling attention to herself. Now, sometimes people that take this and go into acting, they're reinforced for it. And so I think you do see it more in the Hollywood community. These people tend to be more into their appearance. They'll get a lot of cosmetic surgery, dress in really dramatic ways. And so probably when we're watching the Oscars and we're going, oh, look at what that woman's wearing or whatever, you're seeing some of that histrionic stuff in action. It's pretty much anything for attention. And they're not necessarily bad people or cold or uncaring people. They may be very normal in every other part of their life, except for this attention seeking all the time and these overly dramatic emotional reactions.
You're in the thick of a true crime saga, every detail sinking in. And then, wham, a commercial about something you couldn't care less about.
It's like being served a microwaved dinner at a five-star restaurant.
But it doesn't have to be this way. Go for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today Premium Plus, you get uninterrupted, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that dig even deeper into the muck, and early access so you can brag to your friends. It's like ordering the secret menu at a crime buffet. So, search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and savor every twisted detail without interruption.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I've gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.